Well, Steve, it seems like it's all set up for a very entertaining final day.
Yeah, I mean, for the public and supporters, come on down, because should be a really good day. I think it's an excellent cricket wicket. You know, you can certainly bat on it, but there's a little bit of seam movement. We had a little bit of swing and reverse swing in the game, a little bit of spin, and a tiny bit up and down. So you'd say it's an excellent cricket wicket, and you know, it bodes well for tomorrow. I thought today we played really well. We've had a good day. We scored 300 runs and we got 4 wickets. So, I mean, that, to me, that's a really good effort. And we would have liked to have a few more overs at them tonight, but we set our stall out on the target we wanted to set, and we'd lost a few wickets. So it meant that we probably got there a little bit. At one stage, we might have gone all the way through. But we thought still we could declare, because we had a little bit of a burst. And it meant that we could get one over at him, but it was an awkward little over for the night watchman, but he got through it.
Yeah, when you had Fell and Cavese together, I thought, yeah, you're pushing on well at that stage, and then they both went in fairly rapid order, really, and of course a bit of the impetus went then as well.
Really. Yeah, exactly that, Trevor. And but we the plan was to try and get through and have 5-6 overs at him tonight, and but we lost two together. You do get, you know, a stalling of run scoring when that happens with two new batters at the crease, and we also lost another couple. So Ben and Jack just played a little bit steady to start with, and then opened up and managed to get us in a position so we could declare. Only one over, and people will be very surprised it was only one over, but you know, if I'm an opening batsman or a night watchman, I don't want to go out and face an over and, you know, last over of the game or of the day.
Good contributions again. Mo and Ali, obviously, we've all come to expect that almost from Mo in there, but then Richard Oliver, you know, his first half century.
Yeah, ironically, I thought that partnership was crucial in the way that they played positively and they scored quickly, and so therefore it put us quite quickly in a reasonably sound position, and I think that was a crucial partnership in making sure that we had no nerves or worries in trying to get the score we wanted to get.
Tom Fells had a good game with the bat.
Yeah, he was, you know, unlucky with the run out, I felt, and he looked very good for his 40, and he's maturing nicely. He's seeing the ball well at the moment. He's in good, rich vein of form, and he's going to make sure he doesn't waste it.
And then Ben Cox, you know, he held it together nicely at the bottom, and he got 40 not out at the close.
Yeah, I thought him and Jack both played really, really well. They put on, I think, 49 or 50, something like that, but it was, you know, they're all little important cameos and little small partnerships, but they mean that you know, you get to the scores that you want to get to. I think 350, you know, people might think, well, that's a lot, and could we have declared earlier, but it's actually one of our better wickets, this one. The ball's coming onto the bat, and you know, if you can get a big partnership going, I'm sure Glamorgan fancy the chances, but you know, hopefully if we can tease them along, take a few wickets here and there, and hopefully come out on the right side of it tomorrow.
As a coach, you've got to be delighted with it. The runs have come from throughout the side this season, really, rather than relying maybe on, I don't mean the same two or three, you know what I mean, everybody's chipped in somewhere along the way.
Well, I think if you know, the top, in this match, our top six, each player, either in a championship game last game, or a test match, or a second 11 game, got 100 in the last match, and that means that they're in reasonably good nick. And Coxie got 100 two or three games back, so he's in good nick, so, you know, it's nice to have people in reasonable form at the same time, and you know, sometimes in previous seasons it's been quite tough for us because we've had a few players out of form at the same time, and that's quite costly, obviously, when you're trying to win games of cricket.
10 wickets to take tomorrow then. Everybody will look at Syed Ajmal as perhaps holding the key, but it's got to be a good bowling unit performance, presumably.
Well, I think, you know, he's been outstanding this year for us, and you know, when he does leave us, he will be missed, of course he will, but, you know, it's not just a one-man show, and people might be surprised at that comment, but, you know, our seamers have performed admirably this year, as well as Gareth at the start of the year when he was fit. So there's been four seamers bowl the majority of the overs for us, and all four of them have done really, really well, and, you know, whatever happens tomorrow, we've still had a very good season, and I do feel confident going into tomorrow, but I've got to make sure that all our team recognise that it's not going to get given to us. We've got to work extremely hard, the seamers, spinners, the catchers, but it'll be worth the effort.